It's where Abraham Lincoln moved and then lived after the age of seven. It's the home of the first long-distance auto race in 1911 and home of the first professional baseball game in 1871.
It's also the birthplace of David Letterman and James Dean.
Ooh.
And it's the home of Sarah Walker, a.k.a. Madam J.C. Walker, one of the country's first women millionaires.
Woo! You're listening to Queer Money episode number 457, and today we're sharing the most affordable LGBTQ plus friendly city in Indiana. Now, on with the show.
The mission of Queer Money is to financially empower the LGBTQ plus community. Join us in thanking Capital One for supporting that mission. Welcome back, folks. We are continuing our Queer City series. If you're watching on YouTube, you can catch the whole series up here. If you're listening, click that link in your podcast player.
Remember, it's the award-winning Queer City series.
It is award-winning.
Last week, we visited the great state of Iowa. YouTube viewers can watch that episode by clicking the link here. If you're listening on your podcast player, click the link in your podcast player. More podcast love coming our way. Donald Templer said on YouTube, I love seeing gay people taking control over their finances. Thank you for all that you do. Well, thank you for thanking us for all that we do. If you feel inclined, please give Queer Money a rating and review on your favorite podcast player. Or if you're watching, give this video a thumbs up.
All right. We're here to talk about Indiana. Hoosier country. One note for John and me. It is the home of the best stuffed olives that go in a dirty martini.
Amazing.
Blue cheese, horseradish stuffed olives from Harry and Izzy's in Indianapolis. The location in Indianapolis that
absolutely
has the best.
Amazing. I think we can officially say it is the best stuffed olive in the country.
Okay. We'll say that.
I deem that that we're worthy enough to say that. So the runner-up for Indianapolis, or I'm sorry, for runner-up for Indy. No, I'm sorry. The runner-up for Indiana is Evansville. Why? Well, it scored a 94 on the Human Rights Municipal Equality Index. It's the second highest for the state. Home values come in at $181,000 per property. That comes in about the middle. Rents average $866 a month for a two-bedroom, two-bathroom apartment, which is the second lowest for the state and
well below the national average.
Cost of living is 80%, which comes in at the middle of the state and is obviously below the national average. Average income is $50,000 per year, also in the middle for the state. And then median income is $42,000 per year, third lowest for the state. Good things about Evansville, it's on the banks of the Ohio River, just on the other side of Kentucky. So if you want to get some bourbon, it's just across the river. River City Pride is the largest in the area. And no gayborhoods per se in Evansville, because the whole place is pretty damn welcoming from what we're told. However, the place to be is someplace else, which is the oldest gay bar in Evansville.
Tired of all the credit card offers you get from your current credit scoring app? Download CreditWise by Capital One today to avoid them.
David, who is the winner?
The winner is another city we're not necessarily familiar with when we talk about Indiana, and that is Bloomington. Why Bloomington? Well, it is the only city in the state that did get a 100 on the HRC Municipal Equality Index. So great job, Bloomington. Home values come in at $298,000. That is the second highest in the state. Rent comes in at $1,726, the highest in the state, but well below the national average. Cost of living, 88.8%, again, highest in the state, below the national average. Average incomes, though, highest in the state at $72,000. Median incomes, $48,000, and that is the second highest in the state. So really what bumped this up to the top was the fact that the city does get that 100 rating on the Municipal Equality Index.
And those two incomes.
Yes. So you may be asking yourself, why not Indy? Well, that's because Indy only got an 80 out of 100 on the HRC Municipal Equality.
Very surprising, having visited there and been to a couple gay bars, and I just kind of had assumed that they would score better.
Yeah, Indy actually came in number 4 on our list of cities for the state. So some good things about Bloomington. It ranked number 3, get this, number 3 on the top 10 foodie city in the U.S., according to livability.com.
It's because of those olives.
It's not, well, this is a different city, but it's not New York or L.A. or San Francisco. It's Bloomington.
The best food is New York, L.A., and San Francisco. No other place exists.
Right. Now, one of the reasons why Bloomington probably got that 100 is because Bloomington is the home of the University of Indiana, which is also the home of the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction.
We can't talk about that stuff in college, can we? They're not old enough.
And yet, evidently not in the state anymore. It is the fourth gayest city in America per The Advocate back in 2010. And at one time, it had the fifth largest population of gay couples per capita in the country.
Crazy.
Bloomington's Pride Fest is at the end of August. This past year, it was August 26th. So it's a little off the normal calendar, which means you may be able to live there and go somewhere else, or live somewhere else and go visit Bloomington for Pride.
And then, of note, our oldest and gayest friend, who is from Indianapolis, said that the highway between Indianapolis and Bloomington is almost done being complete, which is pretty much going to make Bloomington a suburb of Indianapolis. So, and the nearby airport. So it might be a place for people to consider for a low cost of living and having multiple cities to live in just a few minutes away from each other.
And Jim, if you're listening, you are not our oldest friend, and you are definitely not our gayest friend.
So congratulations, Evansville and Bloomington. Financial independence with a checking and savings account that doesn't nickel and dime you with fees. Get a Capital One 360 checking or 360 performance savings account at Capital One today.
On next Thursday's Queer Money Bonus episode, we're covering the most affordable and most gay-friendly city in the state of Illinois.
If you'd like to see the results of all the cities in each state that we're analyzing, please go to queermoneypodcast.com/cities or click the link in your podcast player if you're listening, or click the link right here if you're watching on YouTube. Thank you and have a great weekend.